Hi, I'm Russ Simmons with Freeze Frame, KKFI's weekly look at the newest cinematic fare at your local theaters. A hunk of burning love could be the theme song for Pompeii, a third-rate sword and sandal epic surrounded by first-rate special effects. Kit Harington from TV's Game of Thrones plays a Celtic gladiator brought to the ill-fated Italian city in 79 AD to fight for his life. He gets there just in time to make enemies of the nasty Romans and fall in love with the daughter of a wealthy city leader just before the fireworks begin. Everything about this movie is campy except for the impressive production values, which are admittedly spectacular. If you decide to see it, go all out and opt for all the bells and whistles your local cinema has to offer. The over-the-top visuals are the only reason this movie exists. Adultery, murder, and retribution are at the heart of Emile Zola's scandalous 1867 novel, Thérèse Raquin, often considered the original example of noir fiction. It's been filmed roughly a dozen times since first appearing on the big screen in 1915. In Secret is the title of the latest version, and it offers nothing new except for a strong supporting performance from Jessica Lange. Elizabeth Olsen stars as the lustful young Frenchwoman who has an affair with a family friend, played by Oscar Isaac, with whom she plots to get rid of her feeble husband. In Secret is an appropriately dark and unsettling melodrama, and the talented cast adds some gravitas, but In Secret may be just a bit too familiar to seem shocking any longer. Also opening this week, Kevin Costner stars in an action thriller called 3 Days to Kill, about a spy who has to complete a final mission while looking after his estranged teenage daughter. Evan Rachel Wood and Scott Speedman star in Barefoot, a romantic drama about a wealthy man and an unconventional young woman he falls for. Well, that's it for this edition of Freeze Frame. Until next time, I'm Russ Simmons with Fox 4 and KKFI FM.
Freeze Frame!